rumors say.
That's crazy.
I don't want to confirm anything.
Okay. If rumors, you know, trade rumors, you know, Brian Windhorst and
there's some,
you know,
there's some trade rumors.
You know, Shams that have made an announcement actually last night about that. Yeah. So, yeah.
But yeah, thanks for tuning into Mismatch. And remember to go on KDUS.org/gabekdus.org/shop. That's where I'm going to be going since I lost this money match. I'll be down $20.
You don't got to do the five. You don't got to do the five. It was kind of quick.
No, we can do I got to respect my word.
All right. He's a man of his word.
I'm in my word. $20 bills. That's it's an hour and 10 minutes
okay.
of my time.
Yeah. We're out from here. Signing off. But peace, everybody.
Peace out.
This is Mismatch. Peace.
What's up, viewers? Thank you for tuning into KDVS Davis 9.3 FM. Listener support free from Radio Free in California.
Yes.
This is Coast to Coast. Who are you?
I'm Naima Money.
You're Naima Money?
Who are you?
Oh, I go by Professor Locus.
You do? Oh my gosh.
Professional basketball head. That's not true at all, but...
I think you're very professional,
there was,
actually.
I have a PA show. I don't know if you guys heard of it. It was Mismatch.
I don't even know when that show is, actually. Yeah. I've never heard
actually,
of it.
It's actually 8 to 9 a.m.
8 to 9 a.m.? What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I barely missed it. That's so embarrassing for me. That's kind of awkward.
So, in the show, we go from coast to coast, town to town.
Yeah.
What town did we go to today?
We went to Davis, California.
Davis, California?
And one thing about Davis, California is it's the town I wake up in every single day.
I also
day.
Wake up in that town.
Whoa.
Do you know what town that town has? It has a student-ran, volunteer-ran radio station called KDVS.
Oh my god.
9.3 FM.
Thank you for informing me.
Do you know
me.
Anything about that?
Yeah, I think I do know a little about that.
Do you want to tell the viewers at home what do you know about KDVS 9.3 FM?
Well, one thing I know is that we're having a fundraiser week this
week,
which goes on until April 27th. And if you want to give any money, you can go to kdvs.org/give. And if you want to see some of the cool new merch we have, you can go to kdvs.org/shop. And if you want to call in to make a donation, you can always call at 530-752-0728. And that's what I have to say right now. This show goes until 9:30.
9:30, that's all you have to say? Yeah. You don't have any cool
stories?
Okay,
well, you know, I have cool stories. Okay, you know what? I'll tell a cool story.
What's your number one Davis story?
Number one Davis story?
I'm all ears.
You tell me yours first.
You want me to tell
first? You tell yours first, because honestly, like, I'm blanking
number
right now.
Number one Davis story?
Yeah.
I don't
like,
even know.
I have so many stories, I guess. But, like something that's, like, uniquely Davis? I'm not
uniquely
sure.
Uniquely Davis? Man, I don't really know. Actually, I guess it isn't really uniquely Davis, but it's, like... You know, I think there's just a lot of, like, community around here, around parts of these towns.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I found my community in, you know, in, like, the cycling team, They're really dope. They're some awesome people. And if you ever want to, like, get into cycling, they're a good place to start if you're a student. The radio station, of course, if you're just a big fan of music, which everyone is, big fan of talking, which everyone is, I think KDVS has a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things to express yourself in this radio station.
Yeah.
And there's a community that you can't really find. And, you know, through KDVS, I found some amazing people. And I've gotten into, you know, mostly a new sport. I've been playing basketball a lot. I don't think I could have started basketball with anywhere else. I guess maybe Oakland, but you know.
No, that's how I feel too. Actually, I got a chance to play basketball a little bit more here too.
Yeah, shout out the sports department. Yes. They held the 3v3 tournament. It was just some great fun.
We might have participated in that.
We may or may not. You know, I heard that you got fourth place.
Yeah, fourth out of a million teams. Yeah. So that was actually extremely impressive.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of surprised. It was low-key nationals, so yeah, it was fourth best in the nation.
Fourth best.
I heard you got third.
I got third place. Yeah, me and Adobro and DJ Morant goes by Morant. We were balling is all we can say.
Yeah, we balled it down. Low-key, we went up against each other. It was kind of a showdown.
Do you know what the record is?
The record?
You know what the record was?
What's the record?
I heard it was 14 to 2.
14 to 2?
14 to
2.
I heard,
oh my god.
The money match. What is it?
You're evil.
What was the team again?
Freaky Money Dilemma.
Freaky Money Dilemma. Freaky Money Dilemma. They scored 2 points on this match. 14 points. That's what we got.
You're actually crazy for bringing up both games. Like,
yeah,
so foul.
Well,
yeah.
They were not letting us introduce ourselves.
Oh, sorry. Damn, really?
Oh, yeah, for real. No, we're not. We've been here for like 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't give us a mic or anything. This is Stargirl.
Yeah, this is Spiral Scratch. What's up?
Hope y'all are donating because, you know, it's fundraising week right now.
I guess we just got a donation.
We just got a donation. Who donated?
Oh, John, what are $10?
John for Hey, you aware?
Oh.
Hayward? Oh, it says Hayward. John, $10 from Hayward. Name your top
John,
five lecture halls in Davis.
John, this is not nice of you. You know I don't go to Davis yet. I don't even know the lecture.
No. This is Adobro?
Whatever.
You're from Hayward?
You didn't know that?
Yeah.
No, bro. I don't know anything about Adobro yet.
Adobro's from Hayward.
Fun fact. Okay, my top five lecture halls. Okay.
TLC number one.
TLC number... Bro, I actually don't agree
with
that.
You have beef with TLC?
I don't like the blinding lights in there. It makes me so uncomfortable.
But the bathrooms. Like, actually,
the bathroom's very private. Okay, lecture halls... This is actually... I like California Hall. California is a hall that I really like.
No, I've only been to California Hall like once.
Twice, I used to have lecture there a lot, but I haven't had it in a while, and I'm kind
of
missing out on
there.
It.
You're lucky.
Lately, I've been liking... a lot of the ones I like aren't because they're good, but it's just because they're close to the MU, so I don't have to walk that far.
That's crazy.
Like, I like Wellman. I like California. I like...
You like Wellman?
I like Het Hall.
Spiral Scratch. What? Give us your thoughts on Wellman
right
now.
Oh, my God.
Wellman literally is peak freshman hall, in my opinion.
Bro, I have class Wellman Hall like every quarter, bro. It's
Dude.
The statistics hall.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I don't know. Wellman?
Not actually, but like there's every statistics class I swear is in Wellman.
Every discussion's in Wellman.
Yeah, every discussion's in Wellman. Every statistics lecture's in Wellman.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff goes down at Wellman Hall. There's cockroaches.
Yeah, yeah. The bathrooms are...
Bathrooms are terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Like all the bathrooms with chains on...
No,
inside,
that's a different one.
Like those are good. Like I'm saying, that's like one of my favorite lecture halls.
That's crazy.
Is the ones with the chains. Also,
what's that hall?
Maybe
Rock
Hall, not because it's a good hall, but Rock Hall because it gives me nostalgia.
That's ironic because it also gives me a nostalgia.
What happened in Rock Hall?
No, it's not ironic. It's like it was my very first lecture.
Oh,
very first UC Davis.
That's actually
ever.
Me with California Hall.
And also, it was actually a really cool coincidence. Mm-hmm. I was taking Class 6-3, and Matt 21A. Calculus 1, and they were held in Rock Hall back to back. So I just had to show up to Classics, and then my math lecture was right after.
What was it? I feel like nostalgia for me was Boehner Hall.
Boehner Hall?
Yeah. Because that was where my French class was held.
You took French?
I took French in the... my French class was held in the engineering building.
That's crazy.
Boehner gives me actually a lot of PTSD, one might say, because that's where I had my... OCHEM discussion, which I did badly in, with the worst TA I've ever had in my life.
What'd they do?
Nothing. She just like had us like sit there for an hour and a half, and then she would like say nothing. And she'd be like, this is how you do this. And then she was like, this is a chair conformer. I was like, wow, thanks a lot for that That's information. Crazy. I feel like I didn't learn much, but when I took it again over the summer, my TA was really good. And I realized...
That's how it usually is.
Yeah, right? Like...
Star Girl, what's your favorite lecture hall?
This is not a fair question to ask me. I actually don't know a single lecture hall on campus.
You've been in Wellman before, right? For the GSM?
I guess that one's my favorite. That was Wellman. Yeah. That's my favorite lecture hall. Or I'm trying to think of like
what
locations.
Oh my God, Rose! Rose from Sacramento gave us $100. I love the station. Thank you so much, Rose.
Shout out Rose from Sacramento. Shout out Rose. You're the goat.
You go.
okay. Whoever pays or like gives us the largest donation picks our next destination for coast to coast.
Exactly. We'll go anywhere. We'll go
to where they're from, which is Sacramento.
They pick.
We'll try to go. And not even our next show. If you do it like late enough, I bet we could like go all the way to LA, like past five. Oh, wait. When does the quarter end?
June.
But like what day for like station?
June 10th or something.
Because we have like a week after, don't we?
Yeah. I know June 4th is my birthday and it's the week before finals.
Okay.
No, but I'm thinking because don't the stations.
It's on a Thursday or something.
Because I feel like if it's late enough, we could go anywhere in California.
Well, I guess since we're Rose's our top donor, we gotta go to Sacramento.
Maybe. I've actually never been there before.
You should go. Most haunted place in Sacramento. Next place we're going.
Yeah.
Do you know what my favorite place is?
What?
Lower Freeborn Hall. You know what's going down there?
What is going
on? KDVS
down there?
Davis, 9.3 FM, Lynchwood Sword Free From Radio, Northern California. God. That's what's going on. Fundraiser week is happening. If you viewers at home, just like Rose from Sacramento, shout out Rose from Sacramento, you can go on kdvs.org/give, kdvs.org/shop, if you want merch or give to us.
Yeah.
Again, if you love the radio station, we use this money to fund, you know, all our equipment, pay for our managers, stuff like that. So thank you very much for donating.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you, John.
You should continue donating because KDVS station is goated. We run solely on your donations and profit we make from shows. Or you could even go to kdvs.org/shop and buy some of the swag merch we got. We got like a... What are the babies called again? The Sunny Angel, like babies on there. We got robots on a tote bag. Honestly, it's pretty fire. I haven't copped yet myself, but I will. We also got ORMF going on next
week.
The
person who
May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, we got LSD and the Search for God headlining. Ooh. So you could also contribute with that, you know? Like, keep contributing. We love y'all. What do they get if they contribute money? I don't know. Do we have like a little like... tier except for
I heard our rushes to our physical media director or just music director, right? He has obtained some exclusive pieces of physical media not found anywhere else. Something about like radio
I heard
like,
in Rainbow's first press in
first
UK.
First press in UK radio.
No way.
Yeah,
maybe
really
I
crazy
will.
When I saw
actually I already have donated, but
so whatever ridiculous thing rushes to you did to you manage donate. To get those physical copies.
Unspeakable acts.
Whatever he did.
What did
to get
rushes
them,
to do for that? Actually,
he probably
scared.
Like he did a ritual or something.
A ritual.
Yeah, he must have. I don't know how
demonic
he got these.
Demonic summoning.
The music department has obtained some
Crystal
ridiculous
ball.
Physical media, and you can enter that raffle just like John from Hayward or Rose from Sacramento did to be in this giveaway. I believe Tier 1 has been a lot of jazz stuff. It's still some exclusive jazz stuff like studio stuff only. Tier 2 is also something similar, but you know, if you'll be automatically entered into this raffle. And, you know, just any amount of money works. $1 will enter this raffle, $100, $1,000. If someone donates $1 million to the radio station, I don't know what I'd do.
I'd smile and I'd be grateful. I'd be like, wow, thank
wow,
you so much.
Thank you for the $1 million.
Thank you for the $1 million.
But yeah.
I'd be like, I appreciated that. Thank you.
Thank you. But yeah, top four. I think, what is it? It's been Lower Freeborn Hall, Wellman Hall. Rock
California,
Hall,
TLC.
California Hall, TLC. Is that our top five?
Yeah, sure. All goes crazy. Cut it
Heart
off.
Hall.
Heart Hall?
Heart Hall.
What's Hall? What's happening?
I've
Heart
only
Hall
used
again?
The bathroom in there, low key.
I think we. Is that the one next to Wellman?
It's the one. It's like, yeah, next to Wellman and the library.
It's an old look.
Yeah, it's like in between. They have a lot of like cultural classes there and stuff.
I think I've only had like a discussion there that I don't go to.
I used a bathroom there. Actually, that was the first bathroom I used in UCD. Actually, was really? It? I don't know. I think I made that up. I remember it was like my... No, it was my orientation group, actually. I was with it, and then I was like, where can I use a bathroom? And they were like, I don't know. Every building is closed except for Hart Hall. And then I went in there, and I was like, wow, this is such a pretty-looking hall. And then I never went again. Maybe I'll use a bathroom there again very soon.
Yeah.
Before... Just kidding.
I feel like Psylic and Psylab I have some nostalgia for too.
I do too.
Yeah. Psylic. Science Lecture Hall.
Oh.
I like the Earth Space Science. Actually, do I like it? I don't know. I like Rossler.
Rossler?
I like the lighting in there, how it's like low.
Oh.
That's where I had my physics
it's like,
class.
Oh, yeah. They held all the physics stuff yeah. there. Isn't it very nostalgic there? It's where they used to hold the UC Davis cycling team meetings.
Oh.
But then we forgot to sign for the hall again, so we moved to TLC. Oh
man!
I know that's where like a lot of the astronomy classes are held.
That's true.
True fact. Well, I had other things that I thought we could talk about. Oh, I wanted to ask, where's your favorite place to eat in Davis?
Favorite place to eat? Oh, I feel like Stargirl should tell us.
Stargirl should tell us.
Rumor has it, Stargirl's from these parts.
What?
Yeah, supposedly I'm a Davisite. I didn't know that was a thing until I got here.
Davisite?
Is that what it is?
Davisite?
I don't really know. But personally, I got a few. I kind of like cycled through a lot of them. It kind of changes over the years. The only place I used to go, especially in high school, was In-N-Out because it's all I could afford. But recently, Dumpling House, always my go. I love Dumpling House.
Dumpling House too.
Mm-hmm. The pork and chive dumplings, so goated. Scallion pancakes, that's my order. That's my go-to. Maybe a Thai tea if I'm feeling a little fancy, you know? And then Thai Canteen, their pad Thai with beef. I get it with beef, personally.
I'm a beef guy, too.
I'm a chicken person.
Yeah, I get it with pork.
One time I got it with beef, and I was like, what? And I sent it
I get
back.
It with pork belly. Well,
I do, yeah, I eat with pork. You know what's good? The pad siu.
Oh, I've tried the pad siu.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is
yeah.
very good. I tried
both
recently.
Are very delicious.
I just went to Thai Canteen on Sunday.
Oh, really?
What'd you get?
Chicken pad Thai.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Nothing too crazy.
Do you know what restaurant I went to yesterday? Yankee.
Oh my god.
Yankee.
Oh yes.
I was supposed to go to
Yankee.
It's
like a Chinese, like Cantonese style. What's that called? Dim sum place.
Yeah, dim sum.
We should
yeah,
go.
Davis.
You
is
should
it the
go
place
again.
That's over by the like hotel. It's kind of in a weird area, or is that a different place?
No, it's a different
Davis.
One. I think you're thinking.
It's behind Safeway.
I think
South
you're thinking
Davis
like Five Spice or whatever it's called.
Like
I forgot what it's called. Something like that. But
like
yeah,
Tebow, like that same. Like,
yeah, it's
plaza.
It's in a Safeway
it's in the
parking
lot. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Tebow, I've heard y'all don't like Tebow.
We don't. I got beef.
That's literally my goated
really?
Bolo place. Yes, because it's the only place that's open past like 12 a.m.
That is true. But I heard.
But is it worth it if it's not good? Or wait,
it's not good.
Okay, no, I don't want to be like it's not good. Sorry, that was. Like a beef. I'm just saying, I'm sorry. Like, if it's that late, I'm just gonna go to sleep. Actually, wait, I don't know.
A former op.
I'm going to
In-N-Out.
I'm
so.
Going to Dutch Bros.
Oh,
wait.
A former op.
I know this op. Oh my god.
Diamond knows this op.
It's been a year since I had an interaction with this op, actually.
We have some ops working there, so I just like, choose
don't
not
mind
to go there.
Night. You're right.
But yeah, in the background, we've had, what is it, Supernatural Mobs? Parody of Katy Perry's California Girls coming up. Don't Mind at Night by Captain Sparkles and Try Her Ninja.
So wait, what are your guys' favorite places then? Is yours Yankee?
Yankee. I think Yankee's number one.
I like Yankee. I'm really sad I couldn't go yesterday to Yankee Dumpling. But I had a lot going on. But I want to go to Yankee again anytime.
Yeah, Yankee number one, obviously.
Not Wednesday nights, though. But...
Of course, Thai Canteen. I also really like Tim's Hawaiian.
Oh,
you always talk about
it's nostalgic because it was like the first restaurant I tried in Davis when I during my orientation.
Do you know what my first restaurant was? Fucking.
Really?
Yeah, it was Fucking because it was the only Vietnamese restaurant that was. It was easy to
oh,
Fucking
like
or Pho Tasty.
Too,
this is before Silla Saigon opened.
Okay, how would you rank the Vietnamese restaurants?
Dude, they're both not very good, I'll be honest.
What about Sitlo?
I was literally going to say, because I went to Pho King, and I was... Wait, not Pho King. What's the one that's right across from, like, Woodstocks, or, like, in that area?
Pho Tasty.
Pho Tasty was not goated. The broth was too salty. IMO.
Yeah, no, I think they're both equally not as good. I was told coming into Davis that Pho Tasty was better, but I cannot taste the difference. They're both equally bad. Yeah. But Pho King has a redeeming quality where they have way more variety, and they have some Vietnamese dishes that's only in Davis. They're the only one that serves it. And I can speak Vietnamese to the servers. One of two places I can go speak Vietnamese to, so.
Wait, what about one Vietnamese restaurant that everyone forgets about, which is, no, Mandalay Express.
Oh, Mandalay Express in the Memorial Union?
In the Memorial Union.
We got a donation.
Oh, Jeffrey? Oh,
Bring it here. I did not get the mic brought over here. Shout out Jeffrey from San Francisco, my goat, 444. Shout out Mayor Hall, the
ETX department.
Sweet and Savory. You are goated.
Oh,
I love
my gosh,
Sweet and
the
Savory.
Pupil.
Sweet and Savory is so good. I'd be getting that Airhead. What should y'all get? What's y'all order from there? I get the Airhead.
I've been there once.
I don't get the Airhead.
What?
I've never tried the Airhead. We were there when we met up. One time we all had a meetup at Sweet and Savory.
I remember like ordering like a cotton candy flavor. I might be tripping.
I always get choco banana. Wait, is that the name of it? Banana split? I just like banana and chocolate.
I just get like
so
the...
So it's like low key. But I don't think it's like the best flavor because honestly, banana ice... I don't know.
I think Sweet and Savory is underrated. Everyone talks about Davis Creamery, but that place is always packed.
I like Davis Creamery still,
I agree. I think Sweet and Savory is low key, high key, hot take. I think Sweet and Savory is better. The custard is so good. I think that's the reason I keep going back. It's my favorite place to go, especially when I'm actually, I don't know if I can say inebriated, I guess.
Yeah, no, I think Sweet and Savory is like, it's way less packed, way less people. Yeah. There's more room. Yeah. There's places you can sit down. I don't know. There's just, it's not even like an inconvenient place to go to. It's right next to David. It's like a block away from Davis Creamery. It's next to the barbershop. So if you know, if you go to the barbershop, get yourself a little nice cut and then go get ice cream right after.
Well, I think I just, like, agreed with other people about... I was like, yeah, I like that restaurant, too.
Silo Saigon has been number two for me.
Yeah, I mean, I do like Yankee and then Silo Saigon a lot. And Thai Canteen.
Yeah, I think those are my top three.
Those are my top three for sure, but...
There's a new hot pot place that opened. I forgot what it was called.
Was it good? The one that's in the... Right next to Boba,
right? Yeah. What is it called again? I've been there twice.
I don't know. Oh, Shabu Shack?
Shabu Shack.
Oh my gosh. Oh wait. Ali from Dublin. It's literally my roommate. Oh my god. Hey, Besties. I'm taking the bus today instead of driving to give you what I would have paid for parking. Aww.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wait. Thank you so much, Ali.
Shout out Ali from Dublin. Shout out Jeffrey from San Francisco. Shout out John from Hayward.
This.
And of course, our top donor, Rose from Sacramento.
Okay, thank you, Rose.
Who's going to match?
Jeffrey.
Who exactly? Rose at 100. Who is going to match? Who's actually going to give us maybe more so you can choose our next location?
KDBS.org/give.
Or you can go to KDBS.org/shop to buy some sick merch. We got Ormf coming up next week.
Next week.
We got that. Is it next week? Yes, it's next week.
Oh my gosh.
Don't be making me trip out right now.
It's happening too fast.
Yes, next Saturday, bro. I got my finals in 2 weeks. I'm gonna cook. I'm excited though.
I'm very excited. I just did not realize it was that soon until right now. What the heck? Oh wait, okay. Wait, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say we should choose our like favorite, not necessarily niche, but like I guess more like unique place in Davis. Or just like things that you don't hear people talk about as much. I'll go first because I had mine in mind.
Okay.
Personally, I think my favorite like semi-niche place in Davis is Kava. I feel like a lot of people at KVS haven't tried Kava. Maybe they have. Maybe I just haven't talked to people who haven't tried it. But like, I love Kava. That's my favorite goat. Kava Ruta Happiness. I got homies that work there.
Do you like the atmosphere or the taste of the Kava or?
I like.
What's
both.
Your favorite thing?
I like
really?
Both. I like the atmosphere, not the taste of the kava. The
okay,
taste
I
is
hear
awful.
It's really bad.
Okay, well, it depends on what you
cool
get,
there.
Though. Like, because you can get the strongest one, which is the Cloudbreaker. The Cloudbreaker is going to make you feel the most stuff. Mm-hmm. It kind of gives you a numb tongue. It makes you feel like you're buzzed. That's how I would describe it. Like, I feel a little, like, buzzed. I feel happy. I feel good. It lasts for, like, about hour, two, three. You can't eat before you have it because then it just the effects aren't as good. And then you got like the lesser ones. I actually have, I don't know if it's placebo or like if it for real worked, but I got this like one drink that's like a white tea and like it helped me focus on my homework. It was really good too. That's really good. That's one of the good ones. You just gotta get the less strong ones.
That's dope, I gotta try it.
I need to go to Kava Bar now.
My underground place, I have this tradition where every time I take a final or a midterm, I get hot pot by myself. The place that I usually go to was Uni Boil.
Yeah.
It was, no one goes there. It's like, I feel like the only people I see there is Chinese internationals. But yeah, the waitress is very nice. She gave me free tea once.
Very kind.
I think it's kind of pricey, but I think it's worth the price. If you like hot pot, at least. I feel like if you're first time trying hot pot, I wouldn't go there. But if you're like a hot pot head like I am, I would choose to go there. Shabu Shack I recently tried. It was pretty good. It's like really pricey though. I think it's like.
Is it like probably the best in Davis though?
It's the best in Davis, but it's like $39 for all you can eat, and that I think most people that prices out a lot of people. I know you can order like. Like you can order like buy the meat, so it's like $20 buy the meat. But they give you a lot of meat, is what I would assume. I hope I've never ordered. I've only ordered all you can eat, but it's like $40, so it's not really. That prices out a lot of people.
Interesting.
Pretty good though. What do you think, Spinal Scratch? What any opinions?
I've actually never tried Uni Boil.
Me neither.
Yeah. I think it's worth trying if you like hot pot. But yeah, what's your favorite underground food place or just place in general?
Underground places in Davis. Let me think. I always liked back when I was a freshman. I would go to Quarto and walk out of the area into the surrounding neighborhoods into like North Davis where it's like not that lighted, and it was just a great place to like go on a night walk.
Yeah. Wait. I have a similar answer too, but
wait, which part of North Davis though?
Oh wait, you don't know where Quarto is.
Okay.
It's next to the Trader Joe's, so it's like directly above it.
Okay, me when I live over there, not to dox myself, but ooh, no. I know what you're talking about though. That area is nice for night walks. That's where I would go when I snuck out.
Are you talking about like that really long stretch of road that goes to like, I don't know. It goes like past like this like veterinary hospital or something. I used to go on runs there a lot and it was really nice. I think that for me the most underrated place is, it's actually funny because on the outline, which I didn't even bring, I put, what's your favorite pondering place?
Pondering place?
But, but I guess I'm just gonna, I don't know. Yeah, we should. I'm doing this 2-in-1 because I have I was gonna say, I used to like live in South Davis and I'd walk home from campus a lot. And on the way there, there's like this like little bridge that has like, or like tunnel, I guess, like the under part of the tunnel that has like, that has all of these like
graffiti,
like really nice graffiti inside. But then I'm not sure exactly where, like it's kind of past downtown. Then there's like this little area where you can like climb up a little bit, like it goes off. And then there's just like this really big grass field. And I think, like, I used to walk home a lot right when the sun was setting. So it was really pretty. And I would just sit there and I'd be like, wow, this is so pretty. Because it's, like, really open. Even in the summer when the days are longer, it's, like, kind of pretty there, too. But I feel like that's my favorite pondering
spot. I think my pondering place is in the Arboretum. I have a very specific bench. And I remember, I remember, it was a really dark time in my life. I would go to that bench and listen to Lloyd Levy.
No.
Every day in that bench. But now I don't go to that bench anymore, so that's a good thing.
That is good.
You know what's a fire spot at the Arboretum? Oh my god, it's that little temple thing, that little structure. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, wait, which one are you talking about? There's like two.
Circular one.
Circular. Are you talking about the one that has like the gazebo? Yeah. I love the gazebo.
Yeah. The gazebo. I mess with the gazebo.
The place
too.
That I'm talking about is like past the gazebo. A little bit, like you keep walking and then you go under like the bridge.
Yeah, no, my bench was like on the river, like kind of near, like it was like the very first river, like when you, like from the side that like goes to In-N-Out. It's closer to In-N-Out than to campus.
Honestly, like in the morning when nobody's there, I really like the lake in the Arboretum.
Oh, that,
like where all the ducks are. Every time I'm there and I'm quiet, I'm like, wow, it's like actually really pretty out here. But I don't do it that often. Anyways, what? Do you guys have any more thoughts? This show is kind of almost over.
I'm going to say my pondering. Wait, how much time we got? I can't read.
A minute, but I think we're good.
My favorite pondering place. I don't know if y'all know where this is. You probably do. Kind of where Jaden was talking about near the In-N-Out. I'm going to a similar area for my pondering place. So when you go over to Dutch, there's like this little area that you can go It's like by where they have like the show, like Rock Band University. If you go down that little pathway and you turn left, there's this little area that has these like walnut seats. I like to go there and I like to sit on the walnuts and look out into the distance when it's dark outside. That's my favorite pondering place.
Wow. I need to go there
That's
now.
That's really dope.
I'm like,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Wait, Henry, do you? I mean, what? Spiral Scratch?
Spiral Scratch.
You could have dumped it. Wow.
Too late.
I think we're out of time. Do you have anything to say, hey, Spiral Scratch?
No, I think I answered all the
questions. But yeah, thank you for tuning into KDVS Davis 9.3 FM. Thank you for tuning into Coast to Coast. And thank you for any donators. Jeffrey from San Francisco, Josh from Hayward, Rose from Sacramento, $100. And I think an elite for $10 from Dublin.
So we're going to Sacramento.
We're going to Sacramento.
We're going to Sacramento. I think, should we do most haunted place or what?
I think that's the plan.
Okay. No, I'm excited.
Okay.
No, wait, that was like a contemplative okay. Like, like okay. Like, wonder where that could be. Like,
the bus. That's like an hour and a half.
Really?
Adventure. Yeah.
I've taken the bus to Sac before.
Wait, is it not that long?
It's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 30
what?
Minutes.
Why was I thinking it was like an hour
if
and a half?
If you take the 42B or
it's
30,
40 minutes.
From the MU.
It's like to the edge of town, though. Edge of Sacramento.
Yeah. Well.
Who lives in Sac?
Who lives in Sac?
Oh, wait.
DJ Spear and Sacramento. Wait. Did you just say DJ Spear?
Yeah.
Wait. That's the first person who came to my mind, too. But also, Rose from Sacramento.
Go, love you, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
Love the rest of KDVS. Keep donating, kdvs.org/give, or you can go to the phone number. We got it right here, 530-754-3406. This is Stargirl signing out. We got
Professor Locus.
Spiral Scratch.
Naima Money. Sorry, I don't have this out of it. Bye.
That was Coast to Coast.
Helmet on my head, figure out what that zombie said. What? Lava all over.